Are you obsessed with Los Angeles? Head over heels in love with the City of Angels? Well, this is the podcast for you. At Life Hacks LA, we hack the best in arts, eats, and activities in Los Angeles. So join us and become an LA hacker. What's going on, my fellow LA hackers? This is your host, Stefan, and this is episode number 64 of the Life Hacks LA podcast. Okay, one of my favorite things we have in downtown Los Angeles are the amazing hotels. We have some really beautiful ones, and some of them have this really fascinating history. And today we're going to be talking about one of my all-time favorites, the Hotel Figueroa, right across the street from the Staples Center. The Hotel Fig first opened in 1926, and it has this rich history that involves the women's movement that was happening in LA during that time. Now, the hotel went through a major three-year renovation and recently reopened again in 2018, and it is just gorgeous. Really just one of the most beautiful luxury hotels we have in downtown Los Angeles. Our guest today is Connie Wang, and she is the current managing director of the Hotel Fig. In this interview, she not only shares the captivating history of this iconic Los Angeles hotel, but also shares how we can go out and enjoy some of its glamour right here and right now today. Make sure you stay tuned until the end of the episode, where I'll be dropping my own special downtown hotel hack. And I hope you enjoy this conversation with Connie from the famous, fabulous Hotel Figueroa. Hey, what's going on, LA hackers? Welcome to another episode. Our guest today is Connie from the Hotel Figueroa. How are you doing today, Connie?
I'm doing well. How about yourself?
I'm doing fantastic. I'm really excited to have you on because we were talking earlier about, I was telling you how much I love the Hotel Fig, so this is pretty awesome that you're on to talk more about it.
Thank you. I'm very much looking forward to it.
All right, cool. So before we get into the Hotel Figueroa and your role there, can you tell us a little bit more about yourself? Where are you from originally, and how did you come to Los Angeles?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I grew up in New York in upstate, and been, you know, over the last couple of years, very bi-coastal. My husband grew up in Orange County, and we've been moving back and forth between New York and Southern California. And so are very familiar with both areas and love both. And you know, we've got family in both areas. And so it's been great moving back this time. I actually been here for about a year now and moved from Brooklyn to Silver Lake, which some people tell me is the Brooklyn of LA. So I guess we've got a certain palette there. But Silver Lake is incredible. There's so many really unique and special things that are uniquely LA about it, and the food culture and just the activities that are there, the people. I love it.
Yeah, I really love Silver Lake. And that's a good comparison. It is kind of like a mini New York as far as like the vibe of it.
Yeah, definitely. Especially the food. I feel like I've just scratched the surface, and I'm really excited to learn more. And I actually, when we moved here, I got caught onto your podcast, trying to look for some more local tips, because we've been in New York for about 3 years, and so kind of felt a little bit out of touch, and wanted to catch up. So this is great.
Oh, wow. I appreciate that. Yeah. So one of the reasons why I started the podcast is because I was looking for something like that and couldn't find it. So I appreciate that.
Yeah, of course.
And there's, as you're coming to find out, there's just so much to do here that it's just, it never runs out, you know?
Oh yeah. The other thing is that it's one of the things that I was most nervous about moving back was, driving so much. What I found that is that even though, you know, it's still not a great, traffic is still not a great part of being here, that it's easier than I thought to get around, to the different neighborhoods. And there's just so much amazing, culture and food that's very close proximity to one another. And the incredible diversity of the city is something that really is exciting.
Yeah, I would say especially now with traffic being super light, it's very easy to get around. It's pretty weird to see to go out on the freeway and not have this much traffic.
That's true. That's true. And good, very good point.
So when you used to come out here to visit, did you guys generally stay in Orange County or did you come to Los Angeles a lot too?
Our family was in Los Angeles, in Orange County, and so we initially were there significant part of the time. But my husband and I and my daughter, we're all culture seekers, and so coming to Los Angeles seemed very natural, especially to check out the food scene.
Yeah, I actually love Orange County. I go there at least a couple times a month. I mean, that's one of the amazing things about living here too, is that you not only get Los Angeles, you get these other places like the Central Coast and Orange County, Palm Springs, and all that are within driving distance.
Oh yeah, and Orange County, I mean, the weather there, the just the beauty of the beaches, it's incomparable.
Yeah, well, so you've only been here a year living here, but you're going to learn a lot about LA history based on where you work. And that is as a managing director of the beautiful Hotel Figueroa downtown historic hotel. Can you tell us a little bit about your role there and what it's like to work at the Hotel Fig?
Yeah, absolutely. I think like many business leaders during this time, we're all wearing many different hats. When the pandemic started, my main concern was, how do we pivot and make sure that the business is strong enough so that I can bring my family back? One of the incredible things about this hotel is the employee culture that exists, and it is very much a family. And as head of the family, I take my responsibility very seriously about making sure that everyone has work. And a lot of the initiatives that we've, put forth during the pandemic to try to be of service to the community and to figure out, ways to bring our team members back are really kind of paramount to the day-to-day thinking of my role.
Yeah, and I see that when I go there. Actually, I haven't gone there in a while, obviously, with the pandemic going on. But I used to just go there and hang out in the lobby and have coffee. That's how much I love that hotel. And you can kind of
That's great.
feel that vibe. Like the people who work there are very, friendly and very positive vibe. It just kind of dawned on me that some people might not even know what the Hotel Fig is. I mean, people who've lived here a long time probably do, like me. But can you just describe it a little bit, like where it's located and some of its backstory?
Yeah, of course. We are right by Staples Center in the heart of downtown LA. And, I feel so fortunate to be at this hotel, especially during this very challenging and difficult part of our history, because I've been able to draw from the inspiration that are our founders of the hotel originally. The hotel was founded in 1926 by a group of women investors from New York. Who purchased the hotel to make it a safe haven for businesswomen and artists to be able to stay. During that time, women were not allowed to check into most hotels without a chaperone. And so the mission of being a safe haven really, is so important to the history of the hotel and to the history of Los Angeles. And I feel a great responsibility to draw from that and make sure that we bring that into the modern day. One of the things that our I think that our hotel owners and Studio Collective, who redesigned the hotel in 2018, did, which I thought was incredible, was they hired a social anthropologist to do a real deep dive into the history of the hotel. And so they combed through hundreds of old photographs and newspaper clippings and to try to unearth the original story of the hotel. And as they dug, it just, the more they explored, the more they realized, how foundational the roots they wanted to be. They wanted to make sure that the design was inspired by the original purpose of the hotel.
Yeah, that's one of the things I really appreciate about it is that I love these places that have LA history. And when you read about what you just talked about with the women's movement in the 1920s and how it tied in with that hotel, I mean, it just gives you that extra feeling, you know. It's not just a beautiful hotel. You can just feel the history when you're in there.
Yeah. In fact, in 1925, when they secured a $1.25 million loan to build the hotel in conjunction with their partners, the YWCA, it was really the largest individual financial transaction ever undertaken by a body of women in the United States. And this year, 2020, you know, we are also celebrating the centennial anniversary of women getting the vote in the U.S.
Wow. Yeah, and one of the other reasons why I particularly are drawn to this hotel, I have like a nostalgic feel for it, is because I actually threw a party there back in, I think it was 2014, 2013.
But great.
Yeah, it was definitely before it got renovated. And at that time, it was a beautiful hotel, and, you know, it had all that history. It was kind of Moroccan themed, but
yeah.
It was a little quirky, you know, like not everything sort of fit, but it was cool because of the history and all that stuff. And I was a little bummed out when I heard it was getting renovated, you know, closed down for years.
Yeah, yeah.
But when I walked in, I mean, you guys did an incredible job with it. That, like, you were able to retain a lot of that historic charm, but then update it to this modern upscale hotel that people expect. But I wanted to know if you knew any of the backstory of that. You described it a little bit, how they took it very seriously, the history of the hotel. But I was just amazed by how it still kept its old charm, but it was like a modern hotel that's become now.
Yeah, I think when people hear the word renovation, they automatically get frightened by the idea that something is being stripped away and almost varnished new. And I think that's what the designers and our hotel owners really wanted to avoid in this situation. They wanted to not renovate so much as lovingly restore. And so I think that was the approach, was to go back to the roots. And you know what, you mentioned the Moroccan period. The owners also paid homage to that in the design of the in the new design of the hotel as well. So we do have a basement area that was turned into event venue / nightclub called Tangier, and so that still holds a lot of the original kind of Moroccan themed part of the history of the hotel as well. So all elements, you know, from the original Spanish colonial design to the kind of Moroccan era and kind of the era where, you know, downtown LA was a different scene, kind of are all paid homage to in the current look of the hotel. And so I think that has really, I guess, endeared the hotel to a lot of Angelenos who have amazing stories like yourself about, you know, experiences that you've had. And I think that's a common theme, you know, whether I've been talking to friends in Orange County or in Los Angeles, there's so many people that have said, oh, you know, I remember when back when I, you know, and I thought, gosh, we need to start some sort of campaign just to get all these great stories out from locals. So it's great to be part of kind of not only history from 100 years ago, but really recent history as well, where so many people have had great times and great memories from being at the hotel.
Yeah, that's very true. And I think you put it well when you said restore instead of renovate, because yeah, in my mind, I was thinking, okay, when they're done, there's going to be a Starbucks in the lobby, and, you know, that sort of thing. And so walking into it, when the first time I walked into it renovated, I walked into it thinking, okay, I'm going to hate this. And then I was just fell in love with it. You know, I was like, it's even more amazing than it was before.
Yeah. And I think it's because of that. It's more adding layers to it as opposed to stripping away, you know, making it even better. You know, one of my favorite parts of the hotel is really attention to detail on the elevator landings. Mm-hmm. That's not usually an area where designers pay a ton of attention. It just has to be, you know, clean, functional is kind of the the way that most designers go. And for our hotel, we actually brought in, LA-based female artist to hand paint the elevator doors. And so this is also an homage to the previous owner who had the Moroccan theme in the hotel, because he also hired an artist and had a long collaboration with the artist for many years, who actually was living in the hotel at the time, to hand paint the doors the Moroccan theme. So, you know, it kind of, even though the Moroccan theme is no longer there on the doors, it's still an homage to both, you know, the feminist history of the hotel, you know, being inspired by the female artists that we're highlighting, as well as the theme of making the elevators a point of interest for people coming to the hotel and still retaining that.
Yeah, and that's what makes it so special, is just the attention to detail and the commitment to the history of the hotel and preserving that. But
yeah,
I wanted to ask you about the venue space and the entertainment space at the hotel, because I actually had the party where you were talking about the Moroccan room that down below.
Tangier.
Yeah, Tangier.
Yeah, yeah.
But I remember when the hotel first opened, I was just kind of wandering around and checking everything out. And there's a lot of spaces there, like a lot of hidden bars and stuff, including that one on the upper level. I don't know the name of it, but it's like this tiny little bar that I think people rent out for events. But I wanted to know if you could tell us a little bit about those bars and event spaces and that spectacular pool and what you guys have to offer as far as entertainment goes.
Yeah, of course. Right now, our main focus is the pool deck. You know, I think people really want to, you know, be engaged with the outdoors, you know, want to feel the fresh air. And so we have reopened our restaurant Veranda Al Fresco, which features our chef Adrian's Mexico City inspired cuisine. And that area is very much alive and well right now. Even in pandemic times, we've taken safety extremely seriously and socially distanced all of the furniture, making sure that we're enforcing our mask policy, and while also making sure that people are really enjoying themselves in the outdoor space. So you mentioned the coffin-shaped pool. That is something that we're very much known for. It's the only ground level pool in a building in downtown LA. And it's surrounded by these amazing 70-year-old cactuses that were, again, part of the original hotel that were preserved. The team spent enormous amounts of time and energy making sure that those plantings, you know, continue to exist throughout the renovation. And so you feel like you're very much transported into an urban oasis, and our idea is really to allow Angelenos to rest and relax and recharge during this very stressful time. We just recently started through resortpass.com a day use option for our pool. So you don't necessarily have to stay overnight as a hotel guest to be able to enjoy that pool and eat at the restaurant. So the other event spaces, so the pool area is definitely rentable as an event space. And then we also have adjacent to that our most popular event venue, which is called Rick's. It's open air, and it's been very popular recently as a micro wedding location. We've been helping a lot of couples celebrate in a really kind of safe, socially distant way with their family and friends. We only allow parties of under 25 currently in that space, and are working closely with the county to make sure that we're in compliance and with all the safety regulations there. But we do micro weddings there, and we have the ability to broadcast celebrations on Zoom as well from that space. And it feels great, because you've got it's overlooking the pool, and you've got a great sound system, and you're able to enjoy it in an outdoor location.
That's cool.
And then
so Connie, excuse me. So is that space the one that's right next to the pool? That indoor.
Yes.
Okay. Yes. Okay. Yeah. I've always seen that empty. I always kind of wondered what it was.
Yeah. It's our event venue. We've also got, you mentioned Bar Alta, which is a little private bar that's overlooking the lobby, and it's a little bit tucked away, but we do a lot of private events there. We've had proposals happen there. And what's kind of cool is there's a suite called Casablanca on the mezzanine level of the hotel, and it's just one suite by itself. And there is a secret bookcase there. And if you pull one of the books on the bookcase, the entire wall slides over.
What?
And you are, yeah, you know.
So you just dropped the hack. You just dropped the hack of the episode because I did not know that.
There you go. So it's one of my favorite parts of our hotel tour, our secret tour. So you pull the book, the wall slides open, and you enter into a private dining room that is really spectacular, and that also connects with the private bar that's on the other side that you mentioned. That
but you have to reserve it, right? I can't just walk in and start pulling books. And
yeah, unfortunately, you have to reserve it. Okay.
You're gonna see people at your bookcases trying to pull books and find the right one.
That's next fun. Birthday, you just call me.
Okay, you'll hook me up, right?
Yeah.
That's really awesome. Sure. So it's like a speakeasy inside of the hotel. I didn't realize that.
It is. You know, you get your own private bartender. You can do private dinners there. It's a great celebration space.
What was that put in with the renovation, or was that put there before the bookcase?
That was in the renovation.
Oh, okay. Great idea.
Yeah.
I think if people go on Instagram and just type in Hotel Fig, I think your pool is one of the most Instagram pools in all of Los Angeles for sure. I mean, it's just
the pool and the mural. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, and just to describe a little more to people, it's hard to describe. It's one of those things you have to be there. But when she's saying urban oasis, I mean, literally Staples Center's across the street. And then when you're in the pool, you know, you're covered by these trees and bushes and everything, and you just feel like you're kind of isolated, but you walk 5 feet out and you're in front of Staples Center. It's pretty amazing.
Yeah, that's it's great to be so centrally located, but at the same time kind of cocooned away behind 100-year-old cactus.
Yeah, it just has so much character. Like if anyone asks me about visiting downtown, I always tell them to stay at the Hotel Fig, just because, you know, you don't want to just get some generic hotel. You've got something with lots of character, but then you still aren't giving up any luxury or convenience. And then, you know, you're in the heart of all the action, you know?
Well, thank you for that. We appreciate it.
Okay. So another thing I wanted to ask you about was just the lobby itself, because it's so beautiful, that lobby. You know, I could just hang out there all day long. But one of the features that makes that lobby amazing is that art gallery that you have that leads out to the pool. And I know I've read a little bit about it, about how you guys curate and you use the historical context of the hotel to decide what to put on display. So I was wondering if you could tell our audience a little bit about that, the art gallery and the history of that.
Yeah, of course. We have a great collaboration right now with an organization called Society 6. Through that partnership, we feature different artists every quarter. And so this currently on display right now is artist by the name of Stephanie DeAngelis, and her work is pretty incredible. The focus and the theme of her work right now is about kind of the feelings of isolation and disconnectedness that a lot of us feel during the pandemic. And she explores that in her work, and she also explores kind of a reconnection to nature. So, you know, I do think that art is another way for us to communicate with one another and start dialogue. And so that is pretty central to one of the ways that the hotel is trying to connect with our larger community in Los Angeles. And so very supportive of that initiative. And we have, you know, very successful exhibitions every quarter that are kind of promoted through social and through other ways. So if you want to check it out, you can look at our Instagram and be on the lookout for the next artist of the quarter.
Yeah, it's really cool artwork, and a lot of the pieces I've seen in the past or exhibitions in the past have been LA related, you know, so it's really cool for people who love Los Angeles as well.
Yeah, absolutely. All of our artists have strong connections to Los Angeles, and our artists are women as well. So we support women in the arts.
Okay, Connie. So you had mentioned this earlier, and that's just about some of the challenges that you guys are going through with COVID. All hotels are going through it, and you know, all businesses really. Can you talk a little bit more about what the Hotel Fig has been, how the Hotel Fig has been dealing with the pandemic that's going on right now? And I was curious if you're getting a lot more local visitors to the hotel. You know, people want to get an escape from their house as opposed to tourists coming from out of town.
Yeah, absolutely. Right now we're seeing a lot of interest in having a staycation and taking a respite from kind of daily life and the daily grind. I think a lot of our guests are a bit weary and just need a local place to go where they can recharge. And so we've been working on that with a few other local businesses in downtown to offer yoga and Pilates at the hotel. And so in combination with kind of our wellness program, our pool environment, we're trying to provide something that people can really feel good about, you know, in spending some time away from home. So our major focuses is really our very rigorous cleaning and sanitation throughout the hotel. We do enforce the mask wearing policy. We do temperature checks for all associates. We, you know, have a contactless check-in process, and you know, also have capacities for all of our elevator usage as well. So, you know, safety and security is really our number one focus to make sure that people feel comfortable to come out again. I would say that, you know, obviously 2020 has, you know, introduced many, many challenges for us. And, you know, when the pandemic first hit, we decided to stay open to serve first responders and essential workers. And so we've been open through this entire period of time. We've seen kind of the guest population shift over time, but you know, for us, we kind of harken back to the original history and inspiration of the hotel to make sure that first and foremost, we're here for the community, we're here for LA, and we want to make sure that that the community is also supported by the hotel. So one of the things that we did recently is partner with an organization called Women Under the Influence to bring a drive-in movie series in the Athena parking lot, which is adjacent to our hotel. And this was an incredible partnership and a way for us to really figure out how can we allow people to gather safely. And, you know, as you know, because you hosted a party here in 2015, that's really one of our central missions, is to make sure that people have a place to go to gather. And so with the pandemic occurring, we were trying to innovate and figure out new ways to do that safely. And so a drive-in movie theater concept really resonated with us. And so we started doing movie productions, putting on movie productions. The first one was Queen and Slim, and that was back in August that we did that with Wu Ti, and it was incredible. We didn't realize how popular it was going to be. We, you know, launched it, and within 30 minutes, all the tickets were sold out in, wow, in the entire lot. Yeah, and the artist, amazing creator, director, Lena Waithe, actually came out to introduce the movie and was here in person. So that was also amazing. But we've had a great reception for that venue, which is in our parking lot. And this weekend, in fact, we've got two events. LA Times' Food Bowl is happening on Friday night, featuring barbecue. And then on Saturday, we've got Pitchfork Music Festival happening. And again, all of it's very socially distanced. Nobody's getting out of their vehicles, but you still feel this incredible sense of being somewhere with all these amazing people around you. And so figuring that out, making sure that we are embracing the original purpose of the hotel has been really important to us.
Yeah, and I think that's one thing I appreciated about the Hotel Fig even before the pandemic is that you guys are always looking to have new and interesting and unique events. Like I remember you guys had a Game of Thrones viewing party and, you know, just all kinds of stuff. So it was really cool to see that you're doing the best you can in the current circumstances to still have those events, but in a safe way because people are dying to get out of the house and be entertained in some way or another. And that's why your tickets sold out in 30 minutes, you know?
Yeah. We didn't expect it. It was amazing. But also, you know, we felt like, wow, we have even a greater responsibility here to keep doing this, you know, because it's what people want. I think over time we've had the philosophy of really listening to what Angelenos need and want. And that's been really successful for us. We kind of let our guests really lead. And so one of the other things that we've done is to start our Work Perks program, which, you know, instead of renting a hotel room overnight for an overnight stay, we are renting our hotel rooms as office space during the day. Mm-hmm. And that's also had a great reception because there's so many people who need that separation between work and home, that's the physical distance. And you know, how do you do that and go back to your office in a safe way where there are shared facilities was one of the questions that we're always asking. And so, we've definitely had an uptick in the number of people who are using our hotel as office.
So that's interesting. So you basically rent a hotel room, but instead of sleeping there, you use it as an office for the day.
Yes. And we have a special discounted rate because you're not staying overnight as well.
Oh, okay. That's very interesting. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because people like me who've been working for the past year at home, who are going crazy, want to jump out the window.
Yeah. You just need a change of scenery sometimes. And, you know, we were trying to offer it at a price point where, you know, you could do that on a regular basis as part of your self-care routine, you know.
And what a beautiful place to work from, right?
Yes. And then you can also, a lot of people do is they take their calls and, you know, kind of private conversations in the room. There's, you know, Wi-Fi, a big desk that you can spread out. And then when you feel like you're just pounding out a couple emails, you just grab your laptop and bring it downstairs to the pool and sit poolside and take care of business that way. So it's just a nice way to get a little bit disconnected from home life. You know, I have other guests who've, you know, our parents, you know, and are a little bit tired of, you know, having to juggle, you know, kids in the background or trying to figure out that alone time for themselves. And that's also been a way for them to do that.
So you can take a staycation at the hotel or you can take a workcation at the hotel, but either way you can go to the Hotel Fig.
That's right. We're here to help.
Yeah. Okay, Connie. So I feel like we covered a lot in the Hotel Fig and I've learned a lot more than even I knew. And I, you know, researched it a lot, but is there anything that we haven't talked about or that I haven't asked you about the Hotel Fig that you want people to know?
No, I think we covered really, really so much. The only thing else that I would want to say is really that I think it's an important time for business to pitch in and take ownership and help the community whenever possible. And so, you know, I think that I've seen that a lot more this year as I partner with other businesses downtown. And I almost feel like in some ways, the relationships within the community have been strengthened by the pandemic, and I'm very hopeful for the future.
Yeah, very well said. I think one really negative is that some businesses aren't going to survive this, obviously, but the ones that do are going to have closer ties, like you said, and then some of the innovations that they've made during this time, some of the better ones hopefully will stay for the long term and make the business even better.
Yeah, I completely agreed. We're definitely all in this together.
Okay, thank you so much, Connie. Is there where's the best place that people can go if they want to learn more about events happening at the Hotel Fig or even stay as a guest?
Just to our website, www.hotelfigueroa.com, and then on our IG and Facebook as well.
Okay, and I'll put links in the show notes for those, because as much as I love Hotel Fig, I can never spell Hotel Figueroa correctly. I always put the U in the wrong place or the E in the wrong place.
yep. We just call us the Fig.
Okay. All right, Connie, thanks so much for coming on. As much as I love the Hotel Fig before this conversation, I love it even more now, and I appreciate you coming on and talk to us about
it. Really appreciate the time. Take care.
All right, take care. Bye.
Bye.
What's going on, LA Hackers? I hope you enjoyed that conversation with Connie from the fabulous Hotel Figueroa in downtown Los Angeles. If you listen to the podcast regularly, you know I've talked about it before because I absolutely love that place. If you want to know more about the Hotel Fig, hang out there, or maybe even take an overnight staycation, you can find them on Instagram at Hotel Figueroa. I'm going to spell that for you because I always butcher the spelling. It's Figueroa. So you can find them on Instagram at Hotel Figueroa or at hotelfigueroa.com. Okay, on to my special hack for this episode. Now, I've said it many times, I love downtown LA hotels. I mean, we have these luxurious lobbies, high-end restaurants, amazing pools, and really, really trendy rooftop bars. But here's the thing. I think many people in LA are catching on to how cool the bars and the restaurants are at these hotels, but most people still don't take full advantage of having these incredible luxury hotels, many of which have a really cool history, and they're right here in our own backyard. So here's my hack for you. Come check out these hotels and see what they have to offer for yourself. Now, I haven't done this since COVID started, but I mean, I will actually go to one in the morning, sit and hang out in the lobby because, I mean, you can't beat the atmosphere. They've got high-speed internet, comfortable seats, and great coffee, a perfect place to work for a few hours. And then you have the pools. Now, some of these places, you have to be a guest to use the pool, but for most of them, you can at least have a drink by the pool, or as Connie mentioned, some of them, like the Hotel Fig, will actually allow you to pay a fee to just use the pool for a few hours through services like Dayax or Resort Pass. Now, imagine you are poolside with a cocktail in a luxury downtown hotel, and you are paying just a fraction of the cost that tourists who are staying overnight are paying for that exact same experience. Also, many of these hotels are holding special events now. Even with COVID going on, they have ones that are socially distanced and safe, like Connie talked about with the Hotel Fig. So I guess what I'm trying to say is go out and check out these awesome hotels that have these amazing amenities and activities that you can do. And I think you're really going to be converted, just like me, to want to hang out there all the time because these hotels, especially in downtown Los Angeles, are incredible. Okay, guys, that's all I got for you this week. If you like this episode, please leave me a quick review. I truly appreciate it, and I'll talk to you again soon. Bye.